Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. A red heifer has been born in Israel. It's key to the rebuilding of the next Jewish temple. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Temple Institute announced last Tuesday that there was a red heifer at one of the ranches that they operate. Produce a red heifer in line with what is needed for the rebuilding of the next temple, that one had been born. But it is an essential of rebuilding that next temple on the Temple Mount.
According to the Bible, what the Bible defines as impurity, starting from the most severe, which is contact with the dead, to be engaged in the temple service and to work at the temple, one needs to be ritually pure. In those days, the Second Temple days, they kept themselves very strictly away from anything that would be impure. Many rabbinical authorities say without the ash of the burnt red heifer, according to the special ceremony that's described, we remain in our impure state, which unfortunately for many people disallows them from even today going on the Temple Mount and surely would interfere with anything to do with the temple sacrificial service.
Numbers 19, the ordinance of the red heifer. And Winky, I can remember years ago when they thought they had a red heifer, it disqualified itself by having more than two hairs on the body of the red heifer other than red. This truly red heifer stays alive and grows no other discoloring hairs of any type that would disqualify it, and so that you can move ahead with the activities of producing the temple on the Temple Mount.
Let me make it clear that when we say red heifer, we're actually talking about a sort of a brightish brown. But, of course, it can be disqualified. And so it's been very difficult to engage in the process starting with the heifer. As with other things, Jimmy, and we've discussed the matters on the temple from building to archaeology to weaving and implements of it, you have to start. You have to get involved. And if you have a failure, and we have to pursue these things without any sort of expectation that we will fail, but even if we continue going, and one day it'll happen.
Winky Medad with the details on the birth of a red heifer in Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Winky's report on the birth of the red heifer in Israel is an essential component of the preparations for the building of the next Jewish temple in Jerusalem. In fact, it's the last piece in all that must be done for that temple to be on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. For over 25 years, they have been preparing for that temple. Now they are ready to rebuild that temple. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...